This is a guided meditation episode, which takes you on a journey into yourself. The purpose of this journey is to meet your inner child, ask them a question, and to start a conversation with them. For your first meeting with your inner child, we're going to keep things simple. After greeting each other, you should ask him or her this question: what do you need? That's it. This will likely lead to further dialogue between the two of you, or your inner child will lead you somewhere. Whatever happens, go with it. Don't question things too much. Consider this experience very much like a daydream. If you would like to learn more about how the method of this meditation works, just keep listening. Otherwise, if you are ready to try the meditation, just skip ahead to 5 minutes and 30 seconds. This is Creative Codex. I am your host, MJ Dorian. Okay, for those of you still here, you may be wondering, how am I going to meet my inner child? We're going to achieve this through a very simple and effective tool, your imagination. Imagination has been used as a tool in meditation since ancient times, including in mystical traditions like Sufism and Kabbalah. But in more recent history, it's a tool used in analytical psychology through a method which Dr. Carl Jung called active imagination. This is the second guided meditation I've released, which uses active imagination. You can find the first one in the podcast feed between episodes 12 and 13. It's titled Guided Meditation, Jung's Digging Method. It's important to note that Jung did not invent this type of meditation, but he did give it a name and a new life in modern psychology. In the Red Book, Jung famously states, "The task is to give birth to the old in a new time." And that's what active imagination is, an ancient practice revived for the benefit of modern people. The state of mind this type of meditation engages is very similar to a daydream, with some direction. In active imagination, the act of daydreaming is turned in on itself. The observer becomes the observed. In a state of relaxed yet focused meditation, you direct a daydream toward your inner world, and with minimal guidance, you watch what unfolds. You know, children do this very naturally if you let them get bored for a bit. But as adults, we tend to forget that our inner world is worth exploring or even playing in. And that's the way one should approach this. It's a playful act. But as we are dealing with the contents of our inner life, memories, and personal complexes, we should take some care to respect what is given back to us in the exchange. And so, if you are going to do this meditation, I strongly encourage you to have a notebook handy where you can write down everything that happens in the experience. In this meditation, we are engaging a part of you, your inner child, and opening up a dialogue. As such, you're going to want to write down what is said, or else after a few minutes pass, like from a dream, you'll forget it. You may be thinking, but how do you keep your eyes closed in meditation and write at the same time? The solution is simple. Place a notebook on your lap, turn to a blank page, with a pen in your hand resting at the top of the page. Your eyes will be closed, but whenever something significant occurs during the meditation, you'll be able to scribble it down, even if it's only half a phrase of something spoken, or a particularly striking detail, all of which will serve to jog your memory later when you're reviewing what happened. Naturally, what you write with your eyes closed will look like scribbles. That's okay. The point isn't to write legibly. The point is to have a loose record of your experience, which will jog your memory later, and which you can then expand upon after the meditation. The meditation itself will only take 20 to 25 minutes. I'll guide you through the initial opening of the meditation, then I'll step away for the rest of it, leaving only the sound of an ambient Tibetan singing bowl, so you can continue the session in whatever direction your mind chooses. As this recording is nearing the end, you will hear 3 bells slowly rung 3 times to alert you that the recording will be ending soon. They will sound like this. At which point, you should make your way out of your imagined environment and back to the real world. If it's helpful, I've also included notes from 3 of my inner child sessions. You can find these by checking out the episode description and following the link I've included there. These notes aren't meant to be a strict template, but rather an example for those of you who might not have as much experience with meditation and want to get a sense for how this kind of experience flows. Again, you can find that link to the notes from 3 of my inner child meditations in the episode description. Finally, 2 closing notes. 1. This is not hypnosis. You have full control of this experience at all times. If you wish to stop at any point, you can simply press pause on this recording or slowly exit from the space you are imagining, you are in complete control of this experience. And two, this meditation is not a replacement for therapy or psychoanalysis. Instead, it is a supplement to those, and is presented here as a tool for self-knowledge and exploration. And with that, let's begin. First, set aside 20 to 25 minutes for this experience. Try to make sure you won't be interrupted. Bring a notebook with some blank pages and a pen. Sit in a comfortable chair. You want to be relaxed, but alert. Once you're seated, we'll ease your body down a bit, so it's not a distraction. Scan your body with your awareness, from the soles of your feet to your head. Loosen your joints, relax your muscles, and any points of tension. If your feet are tense, loosen them. If your back is tense, let it rest. Check your jaw. Let it drop a little as it loosens. Notice your forehead. Let it gently rest. Let your shoulders loosen. You'll notice them drop ever so slightly with their natural weight. Next, place the notebook you'll be using for this session onto your lap. It should be turned to two blank pages, and rest your pen at the top of the leftmost page. Position the book and your hands in a way that they can be relaxed. Our final step will be some deliberate breathing to ease our body but focus our mind. Breathe in on a count of five and breathe out on a count of five. We'll do this five times. Make sure to let the air fill the bottom of your lungs. Let your diaphragm pull down on the inhale and naturally lift back up on the exhale. Close your eyes. Ready? Inhale. One, two, three, four, five. Exhale. Two, three, four, five. Inhale. Two, stay relaxed. Four, five. Exhale. Two, three, four, five. Inhale. Two, three, four, five. Exhale. Two, three, four, five. Inhale. Two, three, four, five. Exhale. Two, three, four, five. Good. Let your breathing resume its natural pace. Now we're going to use your imagination. After a few minutes, I will step away, and you'll be exploring this inner space on your own. Remember, you have full control and can choose to end this at any time if you wish. Imagine your childhood home, a place you lived in during your early years. If you lived in more than one home throughout your childhood, choose the one which is most familiar to you, the home which you can easily recall in full structure and detail. Okay, got it? You are now standing at the front door of this home. Notice the material and texture of the door. Is it wood? Is it metal? There's no one home at this time, so we won't ring the bell. You'll have to let yourself in. Take out the key for this door and open it. Then step inside. What does the space look like? Is it bright? Is it dark? What is the floor made of? Do you sense any aromas in the air? Our destination in this home is your childhood bedroom. Let's start walking in that direction. If you have stairs, take the stairs. If you have to walk through other rooms to get to your bedroom, walk through those rooms. You know how to navigate the space. You should be making your way to the bedroom you grew up in, a place you remember in great detail. Once you arrive, enter the bedroom and head toward the closet. If you did not have a closet in your room, find another closet in the home. Open the closet. Take a look inside. Push aside the clothes so you can see some of the back wall. On one of the walls of this closet, there is a small door. You never noticed this door before, but here it is. We will use this door to reach your inner child. Take a closer look at it. There's either a doorknob or a handle on that small door. Use it and open the door. All you see through the small doorway is darkness. It seems to be a passageway or a shaft. You poke your head through to get a better look, and you see a ladder that leads downward. We will be going down this ladder. It's the only way. Take a moment to gather your courage and step onto the ladder. Your legs move beneath you as your hands grip the sturdy rungs of the ladder. As you climb down into the darkness, you notice little cracks of light seeping through the walls from inside the home. illuminating the space. As you descend lower and lower, you glance up and see the doorway you entered from getting smaller and smaller. Keep descending. I will stop speaking soon. Shortly afterward, you will reach a surface at the base of the ladder, some kind of floor. Once you are there, look for another passageway. It will appear as a door, a hole, a staircase, a well, anything. The goal is to find your inner child. You may not find them right away. Sometimes you may have to speak into the empty space and say, "I am looking for my inner child." Remember, the space itself is alive, and it will usually respond in some fashion to such a request. You may have to navigate through several spaces. Your goal is to find your inner child. When you do, greet him or her warmly. Treat them like they matter, because they do, and ask them a question. If this is your first time, simply ask them, "What do you need?" Be prepared to scribble fragments of what is spoken into your notebook with your eyes closed. And finally, when you hear the three bells ringing three times, this is a sign this recording is nearing its end, and you should prepare yourself to leave. You can, of course, leave before then as well. That's up to you. Make sure to let your inner child know when you are leaving. Treat him or her with the respect and care they deserve. When you are ready to leave, simply notice a ladder nearby. You can easily climb this ladder back to the closet you started from, then exit your home before opening your eyes. And with that, I'll leave you to it. Good luck.